9:10. Now, High Ground is horticultural therapy used to help as part of a defence rehabilitation programme.
Timothy Lever is currently in the final stages of resettlement, having completed 30 years' service with the Royal Marines. Tim attended a High Ground rural week at Bicton College in Devon and subsequently successfully interviewed for the role of Rural Employment Manager. And he joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, Tim.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, 30 years service with the Royal Marines. That's seen me serve, you know, from sort of, you know, Northern Ireland, Bosnia, Afghanistan. I did a couple of years in America attached to the US forces you know, exercises and operations pretty much around the globe, really, I suppose.
Well, 30, I don't think you just kind of bat that away. 30 years with the Royal Marines. Yeah. All very, you know, normal. So what is it about working outside, you think, that appealed to you?
It's just, I think, you know, military people, we are outdoors. We're just naturally outdoors people anyway. So it's just sort of a natural progression, you know, to finish a military career and then go to, I don't know, an office job or something of that nature just doesn't feel right.
So why did you go to High Ground for yourself?
Well, so when it was my turn to, or when I was getting close to my time to leave, I had aspirations in sort of farming and land-based, in the land-based sector. And I had a look around and there's very, very little, or there was at the time, very little on offer in terms of, you know, finding out information and building your network and contacts, et cetera, et cetera. I stumbled upon High Ground, did the rural week at Bicton College in Devon, which was essentially just a briefing week. Well, I say just, it's very informative. You know, a bunch of SMEs, if you like, come and talk to you about various aspects of the land-based sector. And likewise, we'll do visits to farms and forestry blocks, forest schools, golf courses, anything you can think of sort of outdoors orientated. And you just learn so much from that week. You're just exposed to so much information. And, you know, the guys that are there giving the presentations, they've done it a few times now, so they can kind of preempt the questions that military people are going to ask. And it's just so informative. And it either helps you sort of narrow down or focus your own aspirations in the land-based sector, or you just come away wanting to have a go at everything because it's all fantastic.
Yeah. What was your kind of thought process then?
So as I said, my interest was farming. So I wanted to find out a bit more about farming. Specifically, I was looking at pig farming. Quite where that come from, I don't know.
That's so random. That's great.
because I don't, you know, we don't have a family background in farming, so it was just something that I don't know where the idea came from, but it grew with me, and I wanted to find out more. I got a lot of information from High Ground, which really helped. But then, you know, subsequently got extended in service for another few years, which didn't help.
Tell us a little bit about what High Ground does for rehabilitation.
Yeah, so in addition to the rural weeks that we run at Bicton College, and now the virtual rural weeks that we're running online, because clearly we can't do face-to-face stuff at Bicton at the moment, High Ground also offers horticultural therapy at Stanford Hall, which is, as you know, is the Defence Medical Rehabilitation Centre. And there's two aspects to that. There's the sort of mental well-being side of that, and then there's the physical side of that in terms of helping guys with guys that have lost limbs and are having to come to grips with the use of prosthetics, for example. You know, there's only so much time you can sort of spend in the gym using or trying or getting to grips with your prosthetics before all that becomes a little bit dull. So what we do is get the guys outside in the garden, in the greenhouse, in the orchard, and they're doing stuff, you know, a bit of digging, planting seeds, doing stuff in the orchard, but they're doing things and they're concentrating on that as opposed to concentrating on the use of their prosthetics. So they're kind of, it's happening. They're growing familiar with their prosthetics without even having to think too much about it. And then clearly there's the mental well-being side of it, just from being outdoors, you know, instead of being in a gym or elsewhere.
Yeah. And so you mentioned that because of COVID, you're having to move everything online, virtual. How long is that going to continue before you can actually have the courses proper?
So we're going back to, touch wood, we're hoping to get back, or we're planning to get back to Bicton College for the first course face-to-face in June. Having said that, the virtual stuff has been so successful that we're going to continue that as a part of our offering. So sorry, Verity.
I just said that's great, isn't it? Yeah. How does it work then? How do you do gardening virtually?
You're absolutely right. I mean, clearly what we do at Bicton is there's a lot of hands-on face-to-face stuff. There's a lot of, you know, guys getting to grips with kit and what have you. And clearly we can't do that virtually. Some of the aspects of what we do at Bicton are presentations. So clearly presentations can just move online. So we can only do so much online. We call it a virtual rural week. In actuality, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, three sessions each day. And it is it's SMEs, subject matter experts, coming in and talking through stuff online. It gives the guys the opportunity to ask questions online. But what we've identified, you know, this has served a purpose through the pandemic. But going forward, it can still serve, the online stuff can still serve a purpose in so much that, you know, when guys are deployed, when guys are in their last 2 years of service, they're perhaps deployed overseas or on board ship, as long as they've got internet access, they can access our virtual online rural week. You know, it's the start of their resettlement process, if you like, without actually having to commit sort of finances. It's just a bit of their time to be able to sit in front of a laptop and take part in a virtual week.
That's brilliant, isn't it? So can anybody get involved with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's the details of how to get involved in the course dates and stuff are all online on our High Ground website. And anybody sort of can get involved in that. Yes.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today, Tim Lever, the Rural Employment Manager of High Ground. Good luck with it all. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you very much. Cheers.